Good morning, it's Friday, June 25th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our new e-edition product. Tacoma Now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Now on with today's top stories. Expect mostly sunny with some wind. Temperatures are a high of 77 degrees and a low of 55. Saturday has a high of 87 degrees, while Sunday's will be 89. The U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, a landmark 1973 court ruling that established abortion as a constitutional right, revoking the right from women and shifting authority over the procedure to states. The majority opinion announced Friday said the Constitution makes no reference to abortion, and no such right is implicitly protected by any constitutional provision, and that Roe was egregiously wrong from the start. States across the country will now have the legal authority to ban abortion outright for the first time in 50 years. 13 states are already positioned to do so with so-called trigger laws in place that will activate with the end of Roe. There are Arkansas, Idaho, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Wyoming. Additional states are preparing to do the same or to pass restrictions that will strictly limit access to abortion. In anticipation for a potential rollback of Roe v. Wade, Washington legislators passed a law earlier this year to protect abortion rights. A bill to abortion bans was signed into law by Governor Jay Inslee in March, prohibiting any legal recourse against someone who chooses to get an abortion, as well as prohibiting legal recourse against people who help others get access to abortions. The Affirm Washington Abortion Access Act of 2022 went into effect in June. The Reproductive Parity Act, signed into law in 2018, ensures that abortion and contraceptive access is available if health plans also cover maternity services. Officials in Washington state are begging residents to use extreme caution if their plans include swimming during this weekend's heat spike. Despite temperatures that are expected to range about 10 to 15 degrees higher than typical for this time of year, water temperatures will still be very cold, making hypothermia a real risk. Hypothermia becomes a possible danger when the water is 70 degrees or cooler. The state's advisory also noted the elevated risk of a significant increase in cold and high water-related incidents over the weekend. That's partially due to mountain runoff of winter snow into lakes, rivers and creeks. How high can home prices go? We might have hit the tipping point. In a sales trend update from Redfin for May, Tacoma, Boise, Sacramento and other cities were listed among those seeing home listing price declines. Provo and Tacoma experienced the largest percentage of dropping prices, with 102 of 108 metros Redfin reviewed seeing the share of homes with a price drop increasing from a year earlier. The Redfin report says nearly half of homes for sale in Provo, Utah had a price drop in May. Tacoma had about the same share of price cuts. In comparison, Tacoma saw just 28.2% of listings drop in price in May 2021. The median sale price in Tacoma in May 2022 was at $575,000, up 46.8% from the same period in 2020. Area real estate agents warned with May's Northwest Multiple Listing Service report that a course correction was on the way, even as high prices among closing contracts continued. Many Puget Sound drivers will see reduced tolls at the Tacoma Narrows Bridge starting in October. But first, policymakers are asking for public input as to which vehicles should qualify for the eastbound discount. The Washington State Transportation Commission created a webpage that asks the state's drivers whether a 75-cent toll reduction should apply to vehicles with more than two axles. The commission offers people three options: only apply the reduction to vehicles with two axles like most passenger cars and pickups, apply the reduction to all vehicles but keep the reduction steady at 75 cents, or reduce the toll based on number of axles, discounting for six or more axles. Online voting opened earlier this month and will stay open until the end of June. In addition to asking Washington residents which option they prefer, the questionnaire has optional fields for additional comments, narrows use frequency, and demographic information. Drivers also have the option to submit feedback via phone, email or testimony at a later virtual commission meeting. The website says the commission will meet in July, review the public input and financial analyses, then choose a preliminary option. After another month of public feedback, the commission will make its final decision at a hearing. A 23-year-old man is in police custody, suspected of shooting and injuring a person through an apartment door in University Place. The incident began about 9:30 p.m. Wednesday when deputies responded to a report of a man shot in the 5600 block of Hannah Pierce Road West. Officers said the suspect knocked at the door of the apartment, apparently looking for someone. A news release said when the 22-year-old victim answered him, the gunman shot through the door. The victim was taken to a hospital with serious injuries. Deputies said they were already in the area from a separate disturbance call, and they immediately identified the suspect outside a unit in the apartment complex. The shooting was one of several Wednesday night and early Thursday morning that injured people in the Tacoma area. DPD spokesperson Wendy Hatto said three people were hit by gunfire in the city overnight. A business in Puyallup hopes to save itself with an edible fundraiser. British Bites on East Main Avenue offers imported British goodies such as biscuits, jams and chocolates. It also has a bakery and bistro for those wanting to get a taste of British-style cuisine. The business will hold a fundraising dinner from 4 to 10 p.m. on Friday, June 24. Attendees can expect a three-course meal, including British delicacies such as sausage rolls, bangers and mash, as well as dessert. Guests can also expect to hear from the Seattle-based Alex Britton Band, which covers classic and indie rock tunes. A beer and wine garden will be open, and drinks are included. Owner Lori West said a shipping order placed in fall 2021 arrived later than hoped. Instead of getting the order in December, it came in February. More than half the items expired and had to be thrown away. The shipment cost around $20,000. It was a bigger shipment than usual, and prices were also higher due to the pandemic and inflation. West said they were able to sell a few things, but the store took a big loss. Those interested in the fundraiser can buy tickets online for a 4, 6, or 7:30 p.m. time slot. They cost about $60 per person. Zoo staff in Tacoma is mourning the loss of what's thought to be the oldest siamang of its kind in human care in the United States. Point Defiance Zoo and Aquarium said Tuesday the siamang named Cho Cho was humanely euthanized after experiencing a decline in health. A news release said Cho Cho's life took a turn over the past week where his quality of life was worsening. Head veterinarian Dr. Karen Wolf explained that they took measures to help Cho Cho get better, but nothing seemed to work. Siamangs are a part of the primate family and are the largest species of gibbon. The release said Cho Cho was 55 years old and lived long past the median life expectancy of siamangs in human care, which is 27 years. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit DNT offers for more information.